Blog Talk Radio.
Show. Today we're going to talk about a very special event. Now, this special event is actually dedicated to a particular couple. However, we're going to make it a bit generic. And the reason we're going to make it a bit generic is because this couple is a very special couple. And, you know, there were a lot of special people there at this event. And when I say special people, yes, there were celebrities and other people there, but the main special people were just the fact that these people were friends of these other people, of the two people that decided to come together and make themselves one. So we're not going to really use any names or anything like that. We're going to refer to the couple as M&A. So that's why the name of the particular show is The Journey, the beginning of the journey with M&A, as they start to bring their lives together. And because I also have a special relationship with the actual groom in this particular affair. Me and this young man grew up together for the most part. You know, even though we had different interests and things like that, you know, as young men, we grew up and shared a lot of stuff back in the 1970s. And, you know, we went to high school together. We hung out together. You know, we did all of the different things that New York kids do nowadays, well, did back then. Nowadays is a little different. And we got to really know, grow, and share to where here we are 20 plus, almost 30 years later. We're still pretty close friends, even though we both live in different worlds. And, you know, on occasion our worlds do cross and we always have a good time. And, you know, he's more of a, with the mover, a behind-the-scene mover and shaker. However, he's still a great guy. And anyway, on October 8th, myself and several other of his friends were invited to join him as him and a lovely woman that he decided to marry, or should I say that decided that she would marry him, decided to make it official. They decided to tie the knot. They decided to become one. They decided to become a couple and to share their lives together. And today's show is just a celebration of the fact that these two people, like any two people that have decided to come together in their lifetimes, have decided that they're going to make a go of this thing called life, and they're going to do it as a team. They're going to do it together. They're going to do it to the best of their ability and hopefully do it like nobody else can do it. And we wish them luck and thank them for allowing us to be part of this great moment. Like I was saying before, me and this young man, we grew up, or me and M. The guy is going to be called M and the lady is going to be called A. Me and M grew up together, you know, as kids. You know, we hung out quite a bit actually in junior high school, and as we got a little bit older, you know, we got into, went to college, and I ended up going into the military my first four, and he went away to school and became, I believe, got his degree in aeronautics. You know, we kind of grew apart, but we were always close. So physically we grew apart, but mentally I guess we really didn't. And I guess since his occupation is what it is now, I'm assuming, I think I had a bit of an influence on that, which seems to be really working out for him, and it's positive, and it also definitely worked out to the ultimate because it allowed him to meet the woman of his dreams, who was a beautiful young lady, an educated young lady, a gifted young lady, and a very talented young lady. And when I say talented, I mean her talent is shared with the world. And his abilities are he's no slacker either. His abilities are vast too. You know, and again, that's what's aided him and guided him and allowed him and his business partners to have the success that they've had. But anyway, know, again, a bunch of us actually showed up for the wedding. The wedding was in New Orleans, and it was a very beautiful and lovely wedding. You know, they had the wedding in the big church, and, you know, that was very well done, and everything was very professional and very open and lively, and everybody that attended, I believe, had a great time. I didn't get to speak with everybody there, but, you know, the people that I did get to speak with and the people that I knew growing up had a great time. You know, and I want to thank one, MNA, for inviting myself and Danielle and Zay, and also for inviting all of the other people and letting us get a chance to, I guess you could say, get a sneak view of their world. And their world, which, like I said, is a little bit different than ours. But the wedding, like I said, was a beautiful event. The bride was, of course, fantastic. The groom was, you know, the best he could do with what he's got. No, the groom looked great. The mom and dads were there, you know, and were able to share that moment, and any of the members of the family that weren't there, because time passes for all of us and they have passed, I know that they were all there in spirit and all sharing the joy and the happiness that everybody that was actually attending the wedding and the reception were able to feel. And I got to see some friends that I hadn't seen in a long time. What was it? Kenny Dav. You know, it was good to see Kenny and his wife. It was good to see Daryl and his wife. It was good to see Bryant. And Bryant, we still won't share that name the name that we used to call you. You know, we won't share that because we don't want anybody to take that one and run with it. But, you know, another close friend of ours, Bryant, he came. And at this particular wedding, people came from actually all over the world. I think some people came all the way from England. I know one young man that's a pretty powerful performer. He actually had just come from Germany. You know, people came from California. People came from Canada. Like I said, there were some really interesting people there and some famous people. You know, and it was good to see everybody bonding together, acting as one, and everybody there to bring in the joy and share this moment with M&A. Because it truly was a blessed moment, because, again, today or that day was the day that they decided that they were going to become more than just a couple, more than just an item, that they were going to become a family, you know, a family that grows together, stays together. And at that point, not saying that A wasn't already part of the family that we share, you know, the New York brotherhood, so to speak, but she became more of a member of that family because she accepted one of our true brothers into the fold. So we want you to know that we love you guys and that we welcome you into the New York connection, so to speak. You know, even though we grow old, even though time takes its toll on all of us and shows us all a little bit of wear and tear every now and then, it's still really good to see good friends, to get together with people that you haven't seen in a long time, and to reminisce about the old times, and to also reconnect with people, you know, in ways that sometimes we don't allow ourselves to connect because life gets in the way. Anyway, the wedding, again, was a beautiful event. It was a beautiful day. The place where the wedding was also very lovely. Really nice hotel, really nice reception. Some of the items that were used for the wedding, as in, you know, besides the typical New Orleans type of parade. I mean, after the wedding, there was a parade. You know, we did the march back to the hotel, you know, and the bride and groom carrying their umbrellas, their white and black umbrellas, and then from there coming into the reception hall and then, of course, being introduced for the very first time as man and wife and allowing us, again, to be the first to see them, you know, walk across and share that common name together, you know, as they walked across. And, you know, again, it was just a really beautiful event. And again, this really isn't about, you know, there's not really any pictures of the event on there, and that's because the bride and groom requested that no pictures be taken, and that's because of status and some of the people that are there, and, you know, it was a party. at a party, people do different things, and it could get a little crazy, and we don't need any bad press going out. So to honor them and to honor that request, that's why this show is very generic. Again, the show is meant for two people. However, the show is generic in the sense of I'm not giving any names, and I really didn't post any of the pictures, you know, from the wedding itself because of the fact that it's a private affair. It's their affair, and that's the way it needs to stay. But I couldn't let Blog Talk go by without thanking a very close friend and now a very close new friend. And I hope that we'll all spend many years together, and even though our schedules may take us left, right, up, and down, that on occasion we'll still get together and be able to do things together, you know, as a extended family to the family. Because as you guys know, we're always there for you. So, from myself, from Danny, from Zay, from Kenny Dav and his wife, to Daryl and his wife, to Bryant and his wife and family, we just want to wish you guys the greatest, the very best, and that you guys have a lovely and beautiful life together, and that this also goes out for any other couple that's married, that you guys have a great and wonderful life together, and that you guys grow and develop and mature and learn from each other and understand that there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, but that's all part of the journey. And in that journey, many great things can happen. But the first great thing was that you guys found each other and you came together. That was the first miracle amongst miracles, because there are millions upon millions of people out there. Some we see one time, some we see many times. Some we remember, some we wish we could forget. However, each person plays a part in the journey that we live in and the journey that we participate in. And understand that no one wrong sets anything, that from everything it's a growing relationship as you develop and grow and mature. And my only bit of advice is the bit of advice I give to all couples that I meet. When you guys get married, please understand that there are many people out there that are haters. There are many people out there that don't understand. There are many people out there that don't have what you have and wish they did. And there are also many people that will do things that are very unnecessary and very counterproductive to what you want to do and how you want to grow and who you want to be as a couple. It's no longer a one-man show or a one-woman show. It is now a partnership, and a partnership that you guys need to grow, develop, and make to become what you want it to become. The ball's in your court. It's totally up to you. You can do what you need to do. You can do what you want to do, but understand that you need to consider that there's somebody else also involved in this. My last thing is, if anybody goes to give you advice and they're not happy, tell them to get away from you. Tell them they can't give you advice because they don't know what to do themselves, because if they knew what to do themselves, they would be doing it. If they're not happy, then they can't share with you how to be happy. Why? Because they have no idea how to be happy themselves. And with that said, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Zurian Show today. And I want you to know that every day is a great day, and every day is the beginning of something new. Don't ever give up. Don't ever lose your faith. Don't ever lose your belief. Always consider yourself lucky and gifted. Why? Because you're here now. And here now is all that matters. The things you do today will take care of your tomorrows and help you have a beautiful and brighter life as you go through your ups, your downs. Learn your lessons. All right? We all need to find somebody that we can help. We all need to take that extra step for somebody else and understand that the more people that we help, the more people that they can help. And together we can accomplish far much more than we can apart. And M&A, you guys are going to become a testament of that. Again, life is what you make it, so let's make it the best thing that we possibly can. Thank you, too, again, for inviting us to your wedding and allowing us to share a very special moment in your life. Hope to see you again. Hope that we'll be able to do many, many things together. And with that, I am going to sign off. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show, thanking everybody for listening. Please share the shows with any and everybody who you think will appreciate it. And know that today is now. What you do today has a very strong representation of what will happen tomorrow. You're setting up your successes by what you do today. And for some of the people listening, especially those that were there, you know that this is very, very true because many of you have succeeded at many, many things. Thank you again and have a great day. Farewell.